All right. Welcome back to the second half of Living the Good Life. And I just have a text here from Betty saying that if anybody has a prayer request, send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. There are people standing by on the prayer team right now to pray for your request. So if you have an illness, believe me, we want to hear from you. If you have a mental issue going on, emotional, whatever it could be, we want to hear from you. We did this today on Facebook, and we ended up getting a few requests that came in. I thought at first we didn't have any, and then we found them. They were there. So so here we go. If you have a prayer request, send it in now to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And I will tell you that Betty and Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, one of them will pick up the request, write a prayer, get it out to the prayer team. You can be a member of the prayer team by simply sending an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, can I be on the prayer team? And the answer will be yes. And Cindy, you use the prayer line all the time, don't you? For friends, for family, for the birth of your grandbaby, all these things, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you talk about it a moment?
Because there's, I mean, it's not that my prayers are not enough. It's just that there's something powerful in having a group supporting you and lifting you up before the throne. Knowing that there are multiple people praying for you, it helps emotionally and
it's powerful.
It's kind of like storming the gates of heaven, you know. I don't think you can ever have too much prayer for whatever situation you're going through.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's exactly right. So Betty is standing by right now. You know, you see those TV shows where somebody's standing by right now to take your call. Well, it's really true. Betty is standing by, and so all you have to do is shoot an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Doesn't matter how big your prayer problem is. Right, Nan?
Yeah, I want to say something about the prayer line. You know, with the situation that happened with me on Thursday and Friday, you know, I was in the hospital, and of course we all have our phones with us, you know, when we travel. Mm-hmm. And I got a text from someone that said, I see there's something happening with you. I'm praying for you, you know. And it was like Betty had gotten a prayer request out. And I mean, and I'm doing great, you know, now, and came out of that and didn't have to stay a lengthy period of time. And I believe that was a direct result of that prayer team praying for me and Betty getting out of that prayer.
Betty got it out.
Betty got it out.
And, right
know,
away.
And people began to pray. And exactly. I'm thankful for that.
Praise God. Because, you know, the body of Christ, that we are a family in God. We're the family of God. And we should care about each other. We do care about each other. We care about you, listener, even though we may never meet you or never know who you are. But we are here for you. So prayer requests, anything like that you want to talk to us about, prayers@bohmglobal is the best way to reach us. Okay, we are going back to 2 Kings 5. We've been in 2 Kings for a while. This is the story of Elisha, one of Elisha's stories. He had twice as many miracles in his life as the prophet Elijah that came before him. The way we remember that is J comes before S in the alphabet. So Elijah came first, and then Elisha, the S in his name. It came. So Elisha, as Elijah, was called up into heaven, and he went up to heaven in a chariot of fire. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. You can revisit that show right here on podcast. At the tenttalknetwork.com. Go to podcast and you go to Living the Good Life, the name of the show. You can find it from a couple weeks ago. But Elisha asked for a double portion. And Elijah, of all the miraculous power that Elijah had as he walked this earth. And Elijah said, well, if you see me when I leave here in a minute, then you're going to get it. And sure enough, he got it. And so we know that Elisha is credited with 16 miracles, Elijah 8. And so double portion. So let's talk about Elisha, because he was a prophet in Israel. And there was in 2 Kings chapter 5, a guy named Naaman. Now, we're going to talk about Naaman in just a moment. Naaman was a leper. He was the head of the army of Syria, or Aram, and he also, he was very powerful, but he was a leper, which means he had this disease all over his body. Lepers were so bad that lepers were housed in separate places. They could not live with their family. They were entirely contagious, and they were unclean, mm-hmm. quote unquote. And so it was not something that you went around going, I'm a leper. No, you didn't want anybody to know you were, and you were ostracized, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Naaman the leper in just a moment. Let's just do a song by Chris Tomlin, Resurrection Power. Because you know what? That's what God gives us. Resurrection power. Woo!
You called me from the grave by name. You called me out of all my shame. I see the old is passed away. The new has come. Now I have resurrection power living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. No longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom. I'm dressed in your royalty. Your Holy Spirit lives in me. I see my past has been
resurrection power living on the inside of you. Do you? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Has he come and lived in your life? Is he your constant companion and friend? If you have accepted Jesus in your heart, that's where he lives. He lives in you. And you have resurrection power, whether you're using it or not. You have it. Woo, Nan, God gave you something right there during that song.
The resurrection power that I rose again, you can have for your healing, not just your sins. I desire to heal what you face now. You can have it by my awesome power.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to be set free? You can have it. Listen, learn, see. I desire to add this to your story of your illnesses. You will be set free.
Woo!
Yeah, and as we journey through life, we all will face issues and things and healings necessary and that type of thing. But it adds to our story. You mm-hmm. know, like I know I have a story in life that you know, and I'm working on a book around that.
Right.
And of poems. And
poems.
Poems, as Betty would say, I say.
Yes.
But it's to help other people is why I'm putting that together. It's not just to take up time. There's other things I could do. But it's to be able to help people who face similar, and I to let them know you can make it.
You can make it.
I'm making it. You can make it. With God's help, you can make it.
Amen.
Period.
Well, it's so interesting because 2 Kings 5, where we are today, and we appreciate all the listeners. I've had a few people telling me you're listening. That's cool. There was a man, Naaman, and he had leprosy. So bad that he was a man of courage, it says in verse 1 of 2 Kings 5, but he had leprosy. And so it so happened that when the Syrians went to war against Israel, they kidnapped some people, and one of the people they kidnapped was a little girl. And this little girl became pivotal in the life of Naaman. Mm. We never know when we are going to be influencing people, right, Nan? I mean, you just don't know when... I know that there have been times, Nan, where God's told you in a grocery to go give that person $10 or whatever the case may be. We never know when God tells us to do something how that's going to affect another life, except that when they start crying and going, oh, thank you, you know, right? That kind of tells you their need was there.
We never know. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of, I have these stones that God led me to buy. And they have words on them. And there was a young lady at McDonald's yesterday who was a new young lady, and it was her first day. And it was like the one that came to mind was strength. So I had to drive right back around McDonald's, go through and ordered water just to get back in line. And I gave that to her. And I said, you're going to have the strength to make it.
Oh, that's great.
You know, and so what she does with that stone, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, we need to move forward. If we feel led to do whatever it is, if it's money, if it's time, whatever it is, we need to move forward and do. Because, like you said, you don't have any idea the long-lasting effect of what your action, your small action is going to have in lives, just like this young lady.
And this exactly. That's a great story. This young lady was a captive. She became the girl that waited on Naaman's wife, her servant. And so she said to her mistress in verse 3 of 2 Kings 5, I wish that my master Naaman were with the prophet who is in Samaria. Then he would heal him of his leprosy. So, you know, guys, it's a really good thing to say, you know what? I know a place where you can get healing. Or I know a person that will lay hands on you and pray for you. Or I know a prayer group. Just give me your name and I'll send it into our prayer line. Whatever the case may be. And that's what she did. So Naaman goes and tells the king, because he works for the king. And he says, I just found out that there is a prophet in Israel that can heal me of my leprosy. Now, the king of Syria really cared about Naaman, and he said, okay, all right, I'm going to write a letter to the king of Israel, and I'm going to send it over there and send it with you, and you go to the king of Israel and tell him you want to be healed. Problem is, it was the wrong person. It was the person that the king of Syria thought he should contact. But it was not the prophet Elisha. So, Cindy, you know the story. So the king got outraged, right? He was mad because he was being asked to do something he knew he didn't have the ability to do, and that was heal anybody. He didn't even have the faith. But he did know about Elisha. And Elisha, when he heard that the king was so upset that he tore his clothes off of himself, that was an act of, oh my, in total distress, Elisha sends him a message and says, send Nahum to me. Naaman, mm-hmm. I can handle this. Send Naaman to me, Elisha said. So Naaman comes with his horses and chariots and stops at the entrance of Elisha's house in verse 9 of 2 Kings 5. Elisha sent a messenger to him, and he said, go, wash in the Jordan 7 times. Your flesh will be restored to you. You will be clean. Nahum, in verse Naaman, I keep saying Nahum. That's another book of the Bible. Naaman, in verse 11, said, indeed, in other words, he's mad. I thought he, meaning Elisha, would at least come out to see me and stand and call in the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place of leprosy and heal the leper. And then he says, and I would rather be washing in one of these great rivers in Aram. Why should I have to go to the bitter waters of Israel? And could I not wash in those other waters and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Talk to us about that, Cindy. We're talking about Naaman here.
That goes back to our doctor discussion.
It does, doesn't it?
Everybody wants miraculous healing. That's what Naaman wanted. He wanted the big, he was a big guy. He had a high up position. He was used to people waiting on him and doing whatever he said and getting things how he wanted them done. So that's what he was expecting was the big flourish, the grand.
Yeah, he wants the big the glory thing, the pageantry. And, yeah, good point. Right. Yeah,
and to be told to go dip in a muddy river just below him.
Yeah, that was below him. That was not okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of like people with doctors. Why would I go to a doctor when God has the ability to miraculously heal me?
Right. Yeah. Which he does.
Well, maybe that's not how he's going to do it this time.
Right, right. I think that we try to control how God touches our lives, Nan. Do you want to talk about that?
Mm-hmm. I think we do. There again comes down to a control factor. Some people have control issues. And they want to be in control, mm-hmm. of course, and God.
Oh, I've never met anybody like that.
I hadn't really either. anyway. God has his own plan.
Right.
And, I mean, look at example of Jesus healing a blind man that he basically spit down in the sand, pulled up this concoction of spit and sand, his bottom line, and put it on the guy's eyes.
Spit and sand.
And he was healed.
Right.
That is not a conventional kind of thing that really? You do.
Nobody does that at the eye doctor when you go there?
When I went there, they didn't do that.
They didn't do that?
No,
wow.
They looked at me through a magnifying glass.
If they did, I'd probably leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But I think it's pretty cool that God does choose to do things in an unconventional kind of way. And that's what he was doing.
Oh, I agree.
In this as an example.
Yeah.
As Cindy said about the pageantry of the guy wanted and wanted everybody to see that he was healed and prayed over and all that kind of, what God wanted.
But there are
done.
People today that's what they want. They'll go to a big healing convention and try to get up on stage because they want that recognition, right?
I think that's a sad
not everybody,
commentary.
By
not everybody,
any,
but
by
that's
any
a sad
means.
Commentary of what's really in the heart of that person. I mean, I would. Are they really, really, really wanting to get healed in any way that they can get healed, or they want to only get healed in the way they think they should be healed, which is what Naaman was doing?
Exactly. Cindy, talk to us about this.
Yeah, if healing is your ultimate goal, then it shouldn't matter how it gets done.
Right.
I think that shows that even when we need something so desperately as healing. I mean, back in those days, a leper, he should have been banished. They banished people. They weren't allowed to be around their family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. They were outcasts. Yes, definitely.
Right. They often had to beg, just to survive. the fact that he needed healing, I mean, that was a, it was a desperate situation. He
yes.
could have seen everything, his position, his family, everything lost to that leprosy. And yet he, even though he needed it so desperately, because he because it didn't come how he thought it was going to, then he almost missed it. And we haven't changed much. That's the thing.
Well, unfortunately, you're right, because a lot of times we want that miracle, that healing, whatever, on our terms. Is that what I hear you saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we want it a certain way, and that may not be, I mean, you know, if it had been this big miraculous thing, it would have been impressive, but there was, it sounds like he needed some humility, you know.
Definitely.
You know, that one of the things that he learned through all this was some humility. I'm sure there were other things as well. You know, the guys in his unit may have just thought he was just a jerk, you know.
Right. Well, he goes away in a rage, and his servants,
exactly.
His servants have to say, calm down now. In verse 13, his servants approached him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, like some showboat thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he has said to you, wash and be clean? So talk about that, Cindy, before we go back to Nan.
I think sometimes we think that that's just too simple. Sort of like prayer. You know, that's just too easy. That's too simple. That can't possibly work. and so we discount things that could be the thing, you know, because we think that's too easy or too simple or beneath us, you know.
Yeah.
We have to be careful. We have to make sure that we don't have that mindset, that we're open. I mean, sometimes God asks you to do things that just make absolutely no sense to you.
Right.
You know? But he knows the reason behind it. We might never know.
Well, I agree. And in all the years of pastoring, I've had different times that people in different churches have been known for the fact that if you give an altar call or you give a call to come up and we'll pray over you, that they're always the first in line. They're always up there. They've got a new ache, a new pain, new problem. Talk about that, Nan, because you've grown up in church too, and so has Cindy, and we've all seen this kind of stuff over and over again. Attention getting is what it is.
I have seen that many times in my life, you know, and I mean, it's sad. It's sad that people feel so bad about themselves that they have to try to get that attention, that recognition. That, I mean, to me, what kind of recognition is it that you got to jump up in line and be first in line to get prayed for? Yes, get in line to get prayed for when you're needing that. But to kind of, in a sense, seek that recognition of always.
Well, isn't that what
there.
Naaman was so upset about?
Yes. It wasn't going to happen the way he thought it was going to happen.
He had
a very
an
simple,
idea.
Unusual
right.
kind of way of it.
Right.
And it was probably more of a secluded kind of situation. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like all the townspeople were going to be down there by the...
Right.
You know,
no. He was...
A handful of people with him, and that would be it.
Right. And he went to this Jordan River that's known to be dirty. And he goes down in the water. He obeys finally because,
right.
I mean, to stay a leper versus submitting yourself and humbling yourself. 1 Peter 5, starting with about verse 8, says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And so who does the humbling of ourselves, Cindy?
We do.
We do or I mean, we don't, right? We do or we don't.
Right. Well, and
talk about that.
On top of it, Elisha didn't even come out to talk to him.
Yeah, he didn't even get that recognition. Poor
yeah,
Naaman.
Exactly. So it just, you know... He starts off by going to the king, who's not the right guy. And
right.
It's just a...
It's
I
a
mean,
rough
every
day. Rough
way,
day for Naaman. Yeah.
Yeah, every step of the way, his ego's just taking a beating. And so, you know, by the time he finally gets to the river, he's like, he's full of indignity. You know?
Full of indignity. All right. Mm-hmm. You want to explain that sentence? I think you're right. By the time he got to the river, he's mad as a hornet, probably. But he knows there's he better be trying it. He better be doing it, right? Right.
Yeah. Well, and you know, sometimes that's why God gives us friends.
That's so true, right?
Pretty stupid and stubborn. And,
yeah.
You know, his guys talked some sense into him, because if he hadn't had those guys with him, then he probably wouldn't be in the Bible. We probably still wouldn't be talking about him. He would have just been another leper that died. You know, but he wouldn't have gotten that healing. He wouldn't have experienced that power of God.
Right. Exactly. So it took humility. And I propose, dear listeners, that a lot of times we need to have our pride cut on, you know. We need to experience the humility that is needed in order to get what God really wants to give us. Nan, you want to talk about that?
And that so goes against human nature, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, to just be humble and remain humble, I think a lot of people struggle with that, and I think we all have faced that from time to time, some more so than others, but, you know, we need to be humble.
We need to learn to be humble, yeah. So that's what happened with Naaman. Let's go to Psalm 103. I'm going to do a song here by Terry McCallum, and, oh my gosh, I love this guy. If you are looking for some CDs to purchase that will help you in your worship, Terry McCallum, MacAlmon. His CDs are amazing. You can find them. You can find excerpts on YouTube, etc. Cindy, are you the one that introduced me to him years ago, or is this somebody else?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. I just love his music because it just takes you right into the throne room. And so we're going to do one of his songs, Heal Me. It's not the song we did today in our worship service. It's a different one. And it's about 5 minutes long, but make this your prayer, dear listeners, because if you really want to start dealing with issues in your life that need healing, I gave a word, it's called FACT, F-A-C-T. That's a good way to remember it. Today, 4 things that you need to really concentrate on if you're going to claim your healing and walk in your healing. F stands for faith. You got to have faith. And how do you build your faith? It's the Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hearing shows like this will build your faith. Getting in the word will build your faith. Romans 10:17, you got to have faith. The second one, the A part of the word fact, is agreement. You got to learn to come into agreement, not only with people that will pray with you in agreement, but also with what the word says about your body. The word says that Jesus already took this on the cross, so you don't have to, right? And the C is confession. So you walk around, oh, I'm just feeling terrible, I'm feeling terrible. No. Confession is different than agreement. Agreement, you're agreeing with a set of facts that the word presents to us, which we're going to get to in Psalm 103 in a moment. Confession is what I say about my body all the time. Oh, yeah, I'm just so sick all the time. And a lot of times, people, that is for self-pity. People want attention. It's attention-getting. It's like Nahum here, Naaman. And the T is truth. To really walk in healing, you got to walk in the truth of God's word and what God's word says about the healing work that was done on the cross for you. Take this song. Make it yours. Good time for you to talk to God about your problems.
I need a brand new touch from you, my Lord. Heal me. let the fullness of your life now be restored. Every week that we gather here, there's many, many people with many, many different kinds of needs. We get testimonies constantly of miracles that take place in the worship atmosphere. As His presence just sets upon us, He comes with healing in His wings. And right where you're at today, right where you're standing or sitting, if you need a touch from Him, I believe there is a healing anointing that He will release upon you even right now. So as we just sing this song a couple of times, would you just let faith arise within your soul and your spirit, man? Ask God to provide for you divine health from heaven to your soul or your body or spirit today. Sing it with me.
Oh, heal me.
Represented here, Lord. We desire as your bride to be complete and whole, restored to your fullness, Lord, that you designed for us at Calvary. And so, Lord, yes, indeed, let the fullness of your life be restored to these people today. Father, I pray that there will be a quickening to mortal bodies here. As we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus, you are the healer. Oh, so come and heal me. Most High God, listen to your church crying out to you today. I need a brand new touch from you, my Lord.
Praise God. Is that your prayer today?
And to your church, Lord, all over the earth, let the fullness, of your life now be restored.
That's what God wants for you, my dear friend. Go ahead, Nan.
Jesus, you see what I need. I now call out to you. I stand on what the Bible says. I believe that it is so true. You see the deep pain that I feel, those feelings that no one sees. All they see is a smile that I give. But of my pain, I want to be freed. I bring my request to you now. I believe that you will heal me. You love me so very much. You gave your life on Calvary. I ask you for my healing. I bring my request to you now. I believe that I will be healed by your awesome, loving power. Thank you. And wow, it was interesting. It kind of jumped out at me. In three different places, God inspired the word believe.
Yeah.
And we have to believe.
We have to believe.
I mean, I can believe for someone and pray with them and believe.
It's easier to believe for somebody else than it is for ourselves.
It is. We have
Why?
To believe. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not our issue. We don't directly deal with it. You know, so it's easier to pray for someone when you're not necessarily facing the situation yourself. When you're facing it yourself,
right?
You know, you're kind of consumed in that,
right?
And you're in a quandary, and things are spinning around and around, and you just you sometimes, because it seems to loom so dark over you, it seems like it's such a dark day that you can't see the light of the
right.
answer coming your direction,
right? Talk to us about that, Cindy. Why is it easier to believe in prayer for somebody else's healing rather than our own?
Because you're the one going through your own, and you're dealing with the consequences of it.
You're right. You're feeling the pain in your body.
Right, feeling the pain in your body, the mental issues, the effect that it has on your financial situation, your relationship,
right?
You know, so it's you're overwhelmed by your own
right.
circumstances. So it
sure.
seems like, and especially if it's something you've been dealing with for a very long time, then it honestly feels like that an answer's never coming,
right?
And you see other people who are healed, or their financial situation improves or whatever, and it's like, oh well, you know, yay for them,
right?
Where's mine?
Yeah.
Where's mine?
Right.
So it's harder for us to believe
it is. Yeah, it is. But it's something we got to do. We got to work at because the blessings are there for us. We just have to claim them. By faith, with agreement, that's the word fact, F-A-C-T, with agreement with what the word says about your body, confess it out of your mouth, I am the healed one, stand on the truth of that, and get your healing. Psalm 103, verse 1, David wrote this, bless the Lord affectionately, wait a minute, bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me, remember I'm in the Amplified Bible, bless his holy name. In other words, bless God from the bottom of your gut, you know, bottom of your heart. I mean, just like with all your heart, okay? Verse 2, bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. When you're blessing God, you are blessing God out of your mouth. What's happening there? That's coming out of your mind. Your mind sees the words of a song on a screen at church. Your words, your mind sees the words in your Bible. And you take that and you read it and you say, that's mine. Okay? Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget any of his benefits. Nan, let's talk about benefits. Why? Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we get caught up in not realizing there are benefits to serving God. You know, I mean, you can have peace. It passes all understanding. The word promises that. He'll give us strength in the time of trouble. In Psalms 23, it talks about he'll lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. And we will fear no evil. And, you know, we need to get away from that fear. You know, we passed out a couple of photographs in church this morning.
Boy, those are great.
One of them was said,
Cindy, you're going to get yours mailed to you. So
yes.
Oh, cool.
One said, let your faith be bigger than your fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about healing. And, you know, sometimes I think that people are fearful because they don't know if they're healed, what is their life going to be like, because they've come so accustomed to living with that illness or that problem. That's how they relate their life,
right?
And that's how they—that's their identity.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I have this.
Yeah.
No, this is what I am. Right. As opposed to saying, I have this.
Right.
I mean, I know I heard a counselor one time say, don't identify yourself as this is me, but say, I have this.
Right.
But people sometimes, so many times, identify this is me, whatever that this is me is, that they're fearful of what it's going to be like to not have that because they've come accustomed to carrying that around. And I'm really talking more along the line of mental and emotional issues.
But it can be physical, area. Too. It people can say, I'm a heart patient.
That's
or,
true.
You know, I am one heartbeat away from dying. I mean, people right. say things like that because they're owning that disease and taking that and not understanding that the benefit of being well far exceeds the benefit of being ill.
The benefits. There you go, the benefits.
Right. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about this, Cindy. Benefits, benefits.
Benefits, yeah. and sometimes I don't even think it's that bad that it's become your identity and you don't know what you're going to do without it.
Right.
I think it's just that you're... It's been that way so long that you don't even recognize what life would be without it. It's
right.
not that you want it to be that way. It's just that it has been for so very long.
Yeah.
That you don't know anything else.
Right. Yeah.
There's no longer a reference point back to when it was, you know, better. Like if you break your leg and 6 months it heals up, well, you can remember 6 months back when you weren't in that cast, you weren't
right.
on those crutches. But there are illnesses and things that people are going through that have been, we're not talking 6 months, we're talking 6 years.
Right,
we're
years, years.
30 years, 40 mm-hmm. years.
Right.
And you eventually lose sight of what life used to be like.
Exactly.
When you felt good. You don't even relate to that.
Right. It's so foreign. Verse 3, Psalm 103. He who forgives, this is God, all your sins. Now, we can understand that part of that verse, that he forgives all our sins, because we've been taught since little kids, Jesus died on the cross for all my sins, and so I don't have to carry them around anymore. I can ask forgiveness, and he forgives me. But it's the second half of verse 3 of Psalm 103 that people struggle with, and it says this, who heals all your diseases. And we've got to make the point, folks, there is not one disease, one diagnosis, one ailment, one congenital problem, nothing that is greater than the healing power of Almighty God. Cindy, talk to us about that. He heals all your diseases.
Mm-hmm. My Bible is just absolutely falling apart. The binding broke finally a few weeks ago. I've had this Bible since, oh goodness, I think my parents gave it to me when I was 16,
wow.
something like that, so, which has been a couple of years.
Right, just a couple.
So I got it in 1972.
Okay, now we can figure out how old you are.
Yeah, well, I think 16, I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
How old
All
I
right.
72. I'd have to figure it out.
Okay.
But, it has a footnote. It's a pilgrim edition of the Bible, and I keep trying different versions, but none of them have the good footnotes like this one does. The,
yeah.
The footnote for this verse, where who healeth all thy diseases, is, while sin, the sickness of the soul, is the first disease healed by the Lord.
Right.
It is that sin caused bodily disease.
Right.
And so then. In the days when God becomes King of Kings and Lord of Lords upon the earth, physical diseases will be healed, just as people were
right.
healed who came to the Lord when he sat upon the earth.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, that sin is the root disease.
It is. It is. And you just mentioned when you read that note that all that came to Jesus for healing were healed. All.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one example in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are the gospels of what Jesus walked and did when he lived this, walked on this earth. There's not one time where Jesus said, no, forget it. I don't want to heal you. Mm-hmm. He always said, sure, I will. The centurion, on and on. There's so many. So verse 3 of Psalm 103 is so critical here. So who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases. Got to get that down inside of you. That's a fact. That is a truth here, guys. That will bless you and increase your faith and help you believe God for healing. Verse 4, who redeems your life from the pit. That can be depression. That can be anxiety. That can be all myriad of things.
Mm-hmm.
Who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy. That's what God does. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. And he satisfies your years with good things. You know, that's really cool. The older I get, the more I realize the blessings of God on my life. I'm being satisfied daily with good things so that my youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take my youth renewed like the eagle. Yeah, I'll take that. I want to give you both time to talk about all this. Go ahead, Nan.
Cindy, tag off.
Go ahead, Cindy. And then Nan will come back here in a minute. She's busy reading and studying right now.
Yeah,
you're getting it down on the inside of you, aren't you, Nan?
I am.
Praise God. Go ahead, Cindy.
I like the part about the pit. That's how we feel a lot of times.
That's exactly how we feel a lot of times, yeah.
Sometimes it just, you feel like you're so down deep in a pit that there is just no way out of it. You try to claw your way up the sides of it just to slip back down. And the more you dig, the deeper you get. And you need somebody to come rescue you. You know, you need a ladder. You need a rope.
Right.
You can't dig yourself out of it no matter what you do.
It can be depression. It can be all kinds of things that you go through, right?
And illness, you know, especially long-term illness.
Yes.
Brings with it.
Yes.
Depression.
It does.
It's a cycle. Depression causes illness. Illness causes depression.
Right.
It's a cycle. And I think that medical professionals these days are just, they're so overwhelmed with seeing it constantly that they don't know what to do. So
right.
They add to the cycle. You know.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here's the answer. It is Exodus 15:26, the first place that God calls him our healer, Jehovah Rapha in the original Hebrew. And this song is so anointed. We'll probably play it twice, maybe now and then maybe at the end of the show. And it is what Jesus, or what God the Father says when Moses has the children of Israel at this riverbank, whatever, and the water is bitter and they can't drink it. And so he tells Moses what to do. Throw this stick or whatever it was into the water so it would become sweet. And this is when God says, I am your Jehovah Rapha. Listen to this and let it minister to you. Whatever illness, pain you have right now, you can be healed. You can be healed. And listen to these words and take it for yourself right now. Claim your healing. Thank you.
God that he led thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and healed your disease. I am the Lord your healer.
I am the God.
I am the God that healed thee. I am the Lord your healer.
I sent my word,
I sent my word,
and I healed your disease.
I am the Lord your healer.
You know, in the name of Jesus, we have everything we need. And just as we've sung about him as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, he is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. His name is more powerful than cancer, heart disease, or any disease you can name. Whatever your need, he's here to heal you. Let's confess him as our healer as we sing, "You are the God that healeth me."
You are the God
that heals.
Praise God, that's who he is. He's the healer of our bodies. Let's pray together. Let's pray together.
You sent your word.
You sent your word.
Whatever your disease, whatever your pain in your body, your mind, your emotions, that's really bothering you, God wants to heal you. He never turned people away when they came to him asking for healing. He said, "Sure, I'll heal you." To the leper in Matthew chapter 8, and the leper walks up to Jesus and he says, "Lord, if you're willing, I can be clean. You can heal me." And Jesus simply said, "I'm willing, be healed." And he was. He was cleansed immediately. And so, dear listener, you don't have to carry that burden of pain, disease, bad prognosis, cancer, whatever you are struggling with right now, it is not too big for God. He's your healer. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I bring you these dear listeners. You know who they are and where they are. Dear listener, here's what I want you to do. Put your hand on whatever it is that the problem is. Put your hand on your own body. If it's in your mind, then put your hand on your head. If it's in your back, put your hand on your back. Wherever it might be, stomach, kidneys, whatever it may be, put your hand there. And let's agree in prayer right now. Lord, because your word says that you are our healer, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus never turned anyone away when they asked for healing. Lord, I just ask right now that this person that's got their hand on something that's wrong with them or has got it in their mind what it is, right now will reach out to you and accept your healing touch. Lord, we ask you to do that. We ask you to reach out and touch the migraines, get rid of them in Jesus' name. The stomach problems, the bowel issues in the name of Jesus, the heart problems in Jesus' name, the back problems, the lower back, the sciatica problems, gone in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, those that are struggling with neck problems and injuries that cause a lot of pain at night, Lord, I ask that you bring healing right now to all of these. People that have had a recent diagnosis of cancer, Lord, we just curse that cancer in the name of Jesus, and we speak healing, the healing of Almighty God. Jesus, you are the healer into these people. And Lord, you know where they all are and who they all are. We just minister your healing across the globe right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Nan, get a poem?
I have a poem. You feel you're in such a deep pit and you don't know how to get out. Self-destruction isn't the way. To you I now petition, I shout. Your life does matter to many. They really do want you around. If you leave them in such a way, they will be brokenhearted, also down. Look up to the one who heals. He will help you through this. Of this healing experience, you need to certainly not miss.
Praise God.
My closing comment is simply, yes. I've felt in my spirit for about 25 or 30 minutes, someone's listening.
Right.
Who wants to destroy their life.
Right.
Who wants to take their life. And many years ago, I felt that, and I know what it's like, and yeah. I want to petition to them.
Yes, don't
it's
do
not
it.
The way. It's not the way. Get Send help. In a prayer request. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. We will pray with you.
Yes.
It's not worth it, guys. It's not worth it. Whoever it is, if there's somebody hearing
I think there
right
is.
Now,
I think there is.
And I
yes.
just petition to them, don't do it.
Praise
don't
God.
Don't do it.
What you're doing right now, Nan, is interceding on behalf of those people, whoever they are. Thank you, Nan. Cindy, comment here. We've got just about 2 minutes.
I don't know if there's anything I could possibly add to that right there.
Right. Okay.
That was powerful.
Powerful. All right. Praise God. And dear listener, if you're not sure that if you died tonight, you'd be in heaven for all eternity, would you just ask Jesus to come into your heart right now by faith? It's by faith. You don't see him come in, but you'll feel him. And you just by faith say, please come and live in me and forgive me for all my sins, everything I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you. And I accept you now as my Lord and Savior. Come and live in me. And then you can get in on all the benefits. Psalm 103. He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Praise God.
In the name of Jesus, we have
Cindy Henderson, Nan Watson, thank you both today for being on this show. What a powerful show. You will be able to listen to this again in just a few minutes because I've been recording it on YouTube. You go to YouTube.com, go to Tantalk Radio/, and then the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and then today's date. And there will be a whole lot of other shows there for you to listen to. Would you please tell people about this show? Go to our website, BOHMglobal.com. Check it out. Come visit a service. We'd love to have you. Nan or Cindy, do you have a quick comment, either of you?
Life is worth living, guys. Life is worth living regardless of what you're facing. Life is worth living, and he will heal you.
Praise God.
Let him.
Thank you, Nan. Cindy?
Mm-hmm. Avail yourself of the prayer line.
Yes. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Nan. Whoa, it's been an amazing day, an amazing show. Getting ready to send it on to the next show. So we just want you to know that you're welcome at Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Go to our website, BOHMglobal.com. Find out everything there is to know about us. Come Wednesday night to Bible study if you like. 5:15 prayer meeting. 6:15 prayer meeting. I mean Bible study. And then Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for powerful services. We're always here on the air every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. God bless every one of you. We hope to hear from you, and we also hope to see you soon. God bless you.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Joe Biden on the campaign stump today in North Carolina, accusing President Trump of mishandling COVID-19.
Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances. Experts say we're likely to lose as many as 200,000 additional lives nationwide between now and the end of the year. All because...